Sharing the Story of Jesus. Commentary for the September 12, 2020 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. We all love interesting stories, and everyone has one about the life they have lived. But often we become so absorbed in living our own story, we take little time to hear the stories of others. We may feel that we would be invading their personal space to learn their story, but often people love to share their stories even more than listening to others. It is a blessing to them to be able to share, and it can be a blessing to us to be able to build upon our understanding through those shared experiences. This does not mean the one-upmanship that we often call conversation, where after someone shares a unique experience, we immediately share one intended to outdo the experience they just shared. Real conversation involves attentive listening, not to plan a response, but to appreciate the story being shared. As someone lost to history wisely said, we have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen twice as much as we talk. Polite listening involves statements like, "Tell me more," and "How did that make you feel?" Or, "So what did you decide to do?" It does not involve, "You think that was hard? Let me tell you what happened to me." No one should walk away later thinking their experience was of less value than someone else's. God has created each of us to live unique lives because all the different stories are what it takes to make a complete society. We too often devalue others' stories compared to our own, and in so doing, we build walls of separation between ourselves and others, walls that do not need to exist. Every story is important, and without someone's story, the community becomes like a jigsaw puzzle with a missing piece. It can never be whole, and the community will always fall just short of its intended purpose. Too often, we value our individual goals and do not appreciate the purpose of the community we belong to. We do not hear the stories that will make a difference not only for us, but for the entire community. Even worse, when we do not take the time to hear someone's story, we are telling them they do not matter. This can rapidly change the communication experience into a personal devaluation. At that point, for safety or sanity, it may be necessary to break off communication. This can make it far more difficult to make it past the pain to restart communication than it would have been to simply be a good listener in the first place. We too often do this to others when their story involves a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This can result in a particularly important missing puzzle piece. Let me share an example. I knew a man who grew up in a dysfunctional home. An abusive father and a weak mother who allowed the abuse led him to grow up with a lack of respect for authority figures. And he himself modeled the same abuse toward his siblings that his father had toward him. He even began to abuse alcohol as a demonstration of independence, not realizing that even in this, he was modeling his father's alcohol abuse. Despite all of that, he attended church to be with his friends and get away from the problems at home. Most of the time, he shut all that Jesus talk out, making jokes about it with his friends while planning what they would do after the service. But eventually a youth leader got through to him and led him into a relationship with Christ. This helped him to see that something else was important beyond his dysfunctional family and his joking friends. He began to develop a sense of purpose and direction. Most importantly, he began to study the Bible and to pray. He did not become a saint. Instead, he learned that improvement is a lifelong process. And because of the dysfunctionality and lack of religious guidance from his parents, he began that process several steps behind others who did not have those disadvantages. But he did not give up. Instead, he began to recognize when things went wrong, these were opportunities for growth. Life was full of challenges he had not noticed before. Many of these he learned to deal with through experience. But what was even more exciting, he began to recognize miracles in his life that dealt with obstacles that his experience was no match for. These miracles included things like protection from injury and even death, guidance in going to college, and even in bringing him together with the right spouse, not once, but twice. As he looks back over his life now, he sees all of this and finds the golden thread of Christ's presence running through all his experiences. We might think that such a man would have everything he really needs. But this is not always the case. His life also illustrates the value of listening and the loss occasioned by a failure to listen. While he has experienced the fullness of the relationship with Christ he discovered long ago, the next generation had little interest in his story or the Bible stories that guided him. They saw no need for a similar experience. Maybe they were more focused on the flaws they saw he continually had to work through, or the challenges that often came into his life. Maybe they thought they could make better choices without God involved. Whatever the reasons, it appeared that the search for a deeper relationship with God would end with his generation. When grandchildren arrived, hope rekindled that they would show an inclination toward spiritual things. And that may happen. His own parents were indifferent to religion, and still, like a lone, lost sheep, God found him. Because of his experience with the miraculous, he knows God will speak into their lives as well, just as he did through that youth leader many years ago. This story is a common one, repeated many times over. It does not matter if the person is a product of an irreligious, dysfunctional family in the United States, a child growing up in a Muslim community, or Hindu or Buddhist, or someone raised with communism or paganism. If the child is listening, he can hear the voice of God speaking to his heart. And once he or she recognizes it as the voice of God, their life can profoundly change. That may be one of the greatest challenges of all, for there are many in this world that would distort that voice to serve other agendas. Even some who call themselves ministers try to change the voice of God for nefarious purposes. But understanding of all of this comes over time as the Holy Spirit guides the willing listener to be able to parse truth from lies. The Bible serves as a template for a new, more profound understanding of the world that exposes not only the loving character of God, but also the shoddy merchandise of the merchants of deception. But all of this comes at a price. We need to stop trying to grab the golden ring as the carousel we are riding circles round and round. Even if we succeed in obtaining it, we'll find that it is made of plastic and only painted gold. More, we may feel that we have accomplished something in doing so, only to discover that there's another ring just like it, waiting for our next revolution on the carousel. At that point, some decide that the point of life is to gather the largest number of those rings they can before they die. But others begin to see that the merry-go-round is headed nowhere and become willing to listen to other perspectives as they seek to dismount from the craziness. But this awareness comes only through recognizing the error of climbing onto the carousel in the first place. Without looking for and hearing God's voice, that can be very scary, especially if the carousel is all we have known. Many years ago, while I was in the Army, I was providing medical support for a field exercise in rappelling. It looked like fun, and I was invited to join the company in rappelling down a cliff face. I was excited to do it, but when standing on the edge of the cliff, I was told to lean back. Everything in my experience told me this was not what I wanted to do, but a gruff sergeant told me to do as he said, as he was not pulling me back up. Yes, sometimes the voice of God can sound like a gruff sergeant. So struggling with my fears, I eventually managed to trust the sergeant and lean back until I was perpendicular to the cliff face. From there, it was a simple matter of walking and jumping to the base of the cliff. Once I admitted my mind was wrong about everything it was telling me about how to behave at the top of a cliff, I had the fun experience of rappelling down one. Getting off the carousel and trusting the voice of God may seem just as scary, but just like rappelling, I am glad I did. Thank you for listening to this commentary. You can find footnotes with Bible references for this commentary at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. May you and your family have a blessed day.